So, first, I want to thank all of you for making this, and I would say perhaps, if not definitely, this has been the most ecstatic week of my life in your association. From you, I have learned many things, and you may not believe me, but your seriousness, your devotion has made a deep impression on me. I very much want to thank my New Jersey manager, Ram Chandra Das. He kept me fully engaged. Nice engagement. So let's give him a big Haribo. And all of you, and also three people were directly responsible for my coming here in the first place. Ramachandra Prabhu, Uday and Robert, and also Radha Krishna Das. Without them, I would not have been here. So, if you like, if you want, if you're not sick of me yet, I am willing to come back as often as you like. I'll come back every month if you like. But I need a plane ticket. That's the only catch. Okay? But if I don't have any previous commitments, then I'm willing to come back as often as you'll have me, because I very much like this association. I've been looking for this kind of association for many, many lifetimes. Your association is very good for me. I find you to be serious, sincere, and in each and every one of your different ways, you're actually pretty advanced. As I said before, and I'll say it again, you're this close to perfection. ISKCON TAWAKO KI! So, in my study today, because I figured I better do some serious study. So, as I explained before, Shukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, he describes in summary the Ram avatar in only two chapters. That's it. The Valmiki Ramayana is many, many, many chapters. It's a very large book. Shukadeva told Maharaj Parikshit, "You have heard so often, so much about Lord Ramachandra. So I'm going to only give a very brief synopsis." And so in my studies today, I went through those two chapters. I especially focused on Srila Prabhupada's purports to those two chapters. And I was thinking, should I do this kind of class, this kind of class? Then I found this verse just at the last second before it was time to take my shower and get ready to come to the world's greatest temple. What's it called? ISKCON. Tawako. You gotta keep that in there. The world's greatest temple is? ISKCON. Only a few of you believe that? What, you think I'm just joking? I'm just flattering? Everyone say, Ki Jai. So I found this nice verse. So let's fold our hands and please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So as you can see, there's been so much ecstasy that my body has caught up with me. And you all experienced last night the torrential downfall. That's because we've been doing so much sankirtan. That's bound to happen. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it says that rains come by the performance of sacrifice. So how many of you were there last night at the Ram celebration we had in Edison? It was in Edison, right? How many of you were there? Oh, you guys, you missed. Fantastic. Next year, you all got to go. This is very good. You get to do Ram celebration so often. So, too much ecstasy, the rain. Now I have a cold. So, I'm sorry I sound even more like a frog. I normally sound like a frog, but now I sound more. So here's a nice verse. After Shukadeva Goswami explains in summary form the Ram avatar, he comes up with this very nice verse. Please repeat. Purusho Ramacharitam Shravanaya Upadarayan Anyashamsya Paro Rajan Karma Bandaya Vimuchyate. Now please repeat the translation. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. So here's one reason why you are encouraged to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Because throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, there are specific benedictions that Shukadeva Goswami gives, or Suta Goswami gives, or Maitreya Rishi gives. There are different speakers, instructors in Bhagavatam. And every so often, there is a blessing, a benediction. So here, Shukadeva. So the thing is, oral recitation, you're hearing the sound vibration. We've been hearing so much about Lord Ramachandra. And we are hearing about Lord Ramachandra's name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, and characteristics. And this is purifying. Lord Chaitanya's whole philosophy begins with Chaito Darpana Marjanam, cleansing the heart or the mirror of the mind. Why can't we see God in our heart? God's there. How come we can't see him? It's because our heart is not clean. The mirror is dirty or foggy. You have to clean the mirror. Then you can see your reflection. So the mirror of the heart, the mind, consciousness, is purified by this daily process of hearing and chanting. Just as every day you eat, maybe you eat three times, two times, one time, but everybody is eating every day. So in the same way, you should not starve your soul. You should not starve yourself. You are the soul. That is the first lesson of transcendental knowledge. You are soul. So it should not be starved. And how do you feed the soul? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Hearing and chanting about God. And today, all week, which God? Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan Ki. So we should go on hearing and chanting about God. You're going to hear and chant about somebody. If you don't hear and chant about God, then it'll be some politician or some movie star. Or can you not do that, please? Or some singer. Or if you see on the news, what do they usually talk about? Criminals. They very rarely talk about anybody good because they think, oh, good, that's boring. People want to hear about murderers and dacoits and different kinds of demons because this is a demon world. They like hearing about big demons. As I said in a previous class, they would love Ravan. They would elect him king of the world. Just give us the gold, Ravan. Come on. We'll worship you. So, we should not hear about demons. We should hear about God and the whole idea of Bhagavatam. What is the meaning? Bhagavatam means the description of God and his devotees. Not just God. God alone, yeah, that's boring. God and his devotees. And that's Ram Lila. Ram came with all his associates. And we were graced today by the greatest devotee of Lord Ram, Sri Hanumanaji. So, we hear about Ram, we hear about Ram's devotees. This is purifying. This is the ornament of the ear. Ladies, you like to wear earrings, right? Ornaments of the ear. But for a devotee, the ornaments of the ear are hearing and chanting Krishna. There's a description of Srimati Radharani. Her earrings are the name, fame, form, qualities, pastimes of Krishna. That's her earrings. She's always hearing the glories of Krishna. So we study Bhagavatam because we want to fill our ears with nice subject matter for contemplation. Now, Shukadeva Goswami says, if you hear about Lord Ramachandra, ultimately be freed from the disease of envy. Envy is the original sin. The description in the Bible of the original sin, it was envy. That is the original sin. That is why we are here. Envy. And in the second shloka of Bhagavatam, there are 18,000 shlokas in Bhagavatam. In the very second one, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Who will taste Bhagavatam? Because Bhagavatam is Amrit. Generally we think Amrit. Oh, I drink. Yes, this is Amrit. But you don't drink it here. You drink it here. Spiritual senses. When you are hearing Bhagavatam, when you're hearing about Ram Avatar, you are drinking deathless nectar through your ears. Spiritual. Usually, we only eat here. But we hear about God. God can eat with his foot. He can kill with a glance. Can you do that? No, we're not that powerful. God's senses are interchangeable. He can create with his hand or with his eyes. He can do anything with any sense. So, we can come up to a platform like that. You can drink through your ears. But drink the nectar, Amrita, of Bhagavatam. In the first canto, the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi, are hearing from Suta Goswami. And at one point, Shaunaka says, because we're hearing this deathless nectar, Yamaraj will not touch any of us. So as long as you are hearing, don't worry about Yamaraj. Because Yamaraj also likes to hear Krishna Katha, Ram Katha. He is pure devotee. So we should go on hearing this deathless nectar. Or as Lord Chaitanya says, Purnamrita Swadanam. Getting a taste for the full nectar for which everyone is anxious. Everyone in New Jersey, doesn't matter, demon, devotee, man, woman, young, old, everyone in New Jersey, what to spill? Well, right now I don't know anything but New Jersey. There's nothing else but New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey state of mind. I have forgotten about California. Till tomorrow, then I'll start thinking. But for now, all I'm thinking about is New Jersey. So, everyone in New Jersey is looking for the same thing. A taste for which they will be fully satisfied. But here is the God's honest truth. Apart from you, they will never get it. They're looking for that nectar in sports, on news, in sinful activities, through sex, through intoxication, through eating of foul things. They're thinking that nectar is there when I gamble. That's where they think the nectar is. But it's Maya. They're cheated. Just like that lottery scam. It's a scam. And people are so foolish because spend $1, you get 10 billion. Oh, yes. And everyone's thinking, that's me. I'll do it. We say in this world, Bhakti Siddhanta, this world is the cheaters and the cheated. Yes. So don't be cheated. Don't waste your time with this seeking the Amrit in the wrong place. That is the teaching of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Don't look for water in the desert. Can you find water in the desert? No. There's no water in the desert. But the foolish animal runs to the desert thinking the oasis is just there, but dies. This material world is just like a desert. Not even one drop of water I can find. I've written a song, Tamasi Ma Jyotir Gama. And there's a nice phrase, Tatala Sai Kati Vari Bindu Sama. That's where I got that line from. And Prabhupada uses that in one of his explanations of the song Bhajahure Mana. That this material world, sense gratification, is just like a desert. Yes. Say you're in a desert and I come along with an eyedropper. Oh, you're in the desert? Here, have an eyedropper full of water. What's that going to do? It'll drive you mad. You'll say, no, that's not enough. No, you just get an eyedropper. That's it. You just get 3 drops. Like we take Charanamrita, right? You just get a little bit. So if you're in the desert and I come along with a little Achman cup, okay, open your mouth. That's it. Vas finished. You'll kill me. You'll take whatever water is left. Material happiness is like a drop of water in the desert. It does not satisfy you. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, when you come to Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, when you come to hear Ram Katha, now you're getting buckets and buckets of deathless nectar. And just soak it in. That's all. Just accept it. Just like when I finish talking in a few minutes, we'll serve the feast, right? So they make the plate up, and the plate is full and delicious. And then after that, they come around. Do you want more? Do you want more? Right? Until you say, no, no, no more, Prabhu. I already had 15 glubjiments. There's no more. No, Prabhu, just one more, Prabhu. One more from my hand, Prabhu, my hand. So, this nectar, Bhagavatam, Ram Katha, will fully satisfy your desire to enjoy. And the more you go on drinking this deathless nectar, the more you become, your capacity also increases. Just like, as you can see, because I've eaten, my stomach has expanded, right? So similarly, as you go on hearing and chanting, your capacity to relish increases. But what's so great, unlike a big stomach, which can cause a heart attack, when your capacity to enjoy katha increases, actually you're getting younger. You're getting more beautiful. You're getting blissful. You're going back home, back to Godhead. As I said, you're this close. But be careful. Just because you're this close, don't get puffed up. Put it on cruise control. Oh, Prabhu said I'm this close. Let me sit back. No. Because here's the trick. The closer you get to the goal, Maya tries even harder to grab you and pull you down. So you can't relax. No cruise control. You have to stay focused. Try harder till you get there. Till you get there. So envy. That is the original sin. What do we... Envy begins with envy of God. And because I'm envious of God, then I'm envious of everything else related to God, which is everything. Everything is God's energy. So, if I'm envious of God, naturally, I'm going to be envious that, oh, this is his material world. It's not for God. It's for me, Ravan. I'm going to be envious. Oh, here is Sita. She doesn't belong with Ram. She belongs with me, Ravan. That's the Ravan mentality. Ravan mentality is, everything is mine. Everything is for my enjoyment. But the devotee's attitude, no. Everything belongs to, in this case, Ram. Ram Rajya means, there's a description in these two chapters by Shukadeva Goswami. This was the end of the second chapter, but in the previous chapter it said that during Lord Ram's reign as king, everyone was happy. No offense, Obama, but not many people are happy. But during Lord Ram's time, it was stated by Shukadeva, there was even no death for anyone who didn't want to die. Where is that person? I'll vote for that person. That who can, by his reign, there'll be no bereavement. There was no disease, no lamentation. Everyone was happy under the reign of Lord Ram. That's Ram Rajya. So envy begins with envy of God. So that is why we're chanting Ram's name, Hare Ram. Everybody say, Hare Ram. We're saying, O Sita, O Ram, please engage me in your service. How do you know you're free from envy? Because you're willing to serve that person. If I'm envious of you, then I don't want to serve you. But if I am not envious of you, I'm willing to serve you. How can I serve you, Prabhu? What is your name, Prabhu? Akshi? Akshin. Akshay. All right, you got to understand, I have cold, my ears are... Akshay. Very well, Akshay. Haribol. How may I serve you? That's a devotee's attitude, right? How can I serve God? How can I serve God's devotees? That's a devotee's attitude. Service, service, service. Sometimes I sing a song called You Gotta Serve Somebody, because that's the nature of this world. You're either going to serve God or his devotees or some hog, dog, camel, or ass that goes by the name of a human being. Bhagavatam describes that people who are not devotees, they praise those persons who are no better than hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Very strong language. A lot of people don't like that verse in Bhagavatam. I like it. I've come across many such hog, dog, camels, and asses before becoming devotee. They were my friends. So, no offense, friends, but they're not listening anyway, so I don't have to worry. And if they are listening, then they're no longer a hog, dog, camel, or ass, are they? So it's all good. As we say, it's all good in the hood, bro. So, envy. How do you become free from envy? Serve. Render service. And I told you from the beginning, and I'll continue to say, that's what you have in your group. I saw it last night when we went to Edison. When we arrived, Chamachandra and Das and I got there ahead of most people because we found the mysterious Holiday Inn. It was in disguise. It was the Chana Holiday Inn. So when we got there, we saw so many nice devotees just simply rendering service the whole day. Prasad, setting up the stage, the lights. Prabhu, what time did you start your service there? 4 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock in the morning. So from 10 o'clock, you were rendering service. And everybody was nicely engaged. There was cooperation. And as a result, when we entered, the mood was a spiritual mood. It was spiritual. Why? Because there was no envy. Everyone was cooperating to put on a nice program, a nice mela, a Ram mela. That is ISKCON. That is spiritual life. Everyone cooperating and everyone competing how I could do better service, how I can improve. Yes, the devotee is always thinking, how can I cooperate better? How can I be more surrendered? How can I do more service for the devotees, for the temple, for Lord Sri Ram, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Ki Jai. So you want to become free from envy? Serve. Just keep serving. That prevents you from being envious. And thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Fruitive activities means selfish. It means I'm doing something. It's pious. But I am the cause. I am the reason. I will do this vrat. I will do this worship because I'm getting something. I've said many, many times, are you going to go to your boss where you work and say, dear Mr. Boss, oh dear Srila Boss, I'm going to work 12 hours a day and you don't have to pay me. I'm just going to work because I love you. Are you going to do that? No. No. I don't. Nobody is going to work in the material world with that pure devotional attitude. Yes, Mr. Boss, please, I'd like to work more hours. And you know what? I don't even want to take pay. Oh, that boss will love you. Yes, immediately. You can work 25 hours a day. And actually, you can pay me. That's how Ravana would think. Yes, you can pay me to work for me 24 hours a day. Yes. No. Nobody. Fruitive activities means I'll do this activity, but I'm expecting some result, reward, some fruit. So it's bondage. It's bondage because, all right, you can get it. You can get your fruitive result, your fruit. But in order to enjoy it, take another birth. All right, you can enjoy. Take another birth. Oh, how do you want to take your birth this time? You want to be take a birth dog? You want to take a birth as American? Or there's so many 8,400,000 different kinds of births, depending on your fruitive intention. But still, you have to come back again and go through the whole process. Just like, I don't know about you, but growing up, especially in the age of puberty, going through high school, and through the years before Krishna consciousness, when I finally found Krishna consciousness, I was thinking, boy, I don't want to have to go through this again. Enough already. But if I don't become free from envy, yes, I'll have to take birth again and go to school again. Right? Think about it. Got to do the whole thing over again. No. Once is enough already. No. That is Krishna consciousness. Finish up. No more have to go back and do that same hackneyed thing. Finish up in this lifetime. Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds. Follow how many principles? Four regulative principles. You will go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Do you believe that? I believe that. Does all of Tawako Iskan believe that?
Yes.
If you do, say, Sitaram. Okay, let's read Prabhupada's purport to this verse. And then if you like, I'll sing one song, if you want. How many people want a song? All right. So let's read Prabhupada's purport. Sit properly. So Prabhupada's purport. Please listen very attentively. Here in this material world, everyone is envious of someone else. Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatan Dham, or the eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. But the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body, and therefore he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy, because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector. He thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, please repeat, Yeyata mam. Prapadyante, tangs tataiva, bajam yaham. Who knows what book that line is from? Bhagavad Gita. What chapter? I don't know. Chapter 4, verse 11. All right, let's continue. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me. Who's the me? Very good. I respond accordingly. There's a nice similar phrase by Ram. Lord Ram says that if a person calls out to me and surrenders once, I take care of that person. Are you all ready to chant Ram's name and get his blessings? Sita Ram. So now, when you say Sita Ram, I want you to think, Lord Ram, I am taking shelter of you. Then he will never let you go. So we do it one more time. Sita Ram. Bolo. A devotee must therefore be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. That's why we pray. And I'm going to set the example. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Tawako Devotees Namo Namaha. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava aparad. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting Shravana Kirtana is certainly freed from the disease of envy, and thus he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. So, same thing I was saying. Prabhupada here confirms. Hearing and chanting constantly. So, you're going to close the curtains now? Huh? All right, so let's chant while the curtain's closing. Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram. Everybody. Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram. Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram, Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram. Nitai Govinda Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Govinda Hari Bo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Where is Damodar? Where is Damodar Prabhu? No Damodar? Well, Damodar, there you are. This is for you, Damodar. Lord Gauranga is calling. Please chant the holy names. In every town and village, there's no time for playing games. Now everybody sing along. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare. Come on. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ramachandra, sit up close. Sit up close. Again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where's my cartel player? Come on. Sit up front. I need you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Come on, Krishna. Play loud. Rama Rama. You know it's time to wake up. Find out who you are. Wake up, it's time to wake up. You've been dreaming on a star. Everybody sing now. Hare Krishna. Come on. I can't hear you. Damodar, sing it. One more time, everybody. Hare. Lord Gauranga's calling, please come and dance with me. And if you chant, you'll be happy. Try it and you'll see. Tuwako, sing it out. Hare. All the ladies sing. Hare. All the men sing. Hare. Very good, men. Everybody sing it. Last time, everybody. Jai Jagadavika. Sita Ram Ki Jai. All right, so for two reasons, that's the last song. First of all, I can barely croak. And second of all, Krishna took away one of my strings. So that's a sign, no. That's a sign from Krishna, it's time to take prasad. All right? So, I guess if you want more singing, you got to bring me back again. All right? Have we got a deal? All right. So, raise our hands, everybody. Final blessing. If you don't raise your hands, you don't get the blessing. All right, close your eyes. My dear Lord Ram, Chandra, Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, please bless all the devotees here in Tuwako Temple who are raising their hands and make them free from envy forever so that they can taste the nectar of your lotus feet. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna! Krishna, Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare, Hare. Hare Rama! Hare Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. And as Jesus would say, go in peace. Take prasad to your full satisfaction. Oh, I'm sorry, but... Hare Krishna.